David Trofol as Edward Wilson in William Osborne and Richard Turner's 1998.
Chapter 52 of this accursed biography. Think positive, Crichton. This has to be the final draft. In April 1998, Drake Matterhorn, multi-zillionaire, 20th century Renaissance man, and world president of the Amjap Corporation, had reason to smile softly as he gazed dreamily across the Pacific from the ludicrously expensive grounds of his stupendous villa complex known as Gold Tops in Pearl Harbor, Hawaii. His brother, Colonel Brad Matterhorn, had served him and the Amjap Corporation well in his mission. By now, Brad had almost completely colonized the environment, a tiny and significant country once known as Britain. Slavery was proving popular among its inhabitants, seduced by psychoactive drugs and videos of Tabitha Minx, the environment's top pin-up. Keep going, Crichton, and Lily there. This is keeping you in filter tips.
You and your colleague waiting here.
Come on, nobody, get up.
I'll try.
Colonel Matterhorn is taking the bullet lift down to these chambers and will be with you in 1 minute.
Yeah. What have you done wrong?
Nothing. Look, don't worry. Colonel Brad is a personal friend of mine. My daughter Tabitha, the environment's top pinner, is under exclusive contract to him and the Amjap Corporation.
You've been saying that all night.
Gentlemen.
Brad! Me old mucker! How are you doing? All right.
I suspect you wonder why I've had you arrested.
No. It's your privilege and my pleasure. Brad, you can have me arrested any time you want.
I know.
Because I'm your mate.
Oh, I'm going.
Stay where you are.
Germ.
Fair enough.
You want to tell your old mate what the problem is?
I bought your daughter from you in good faith, mister.
Yeah, and on very reasonable terms, if I may say so.
So where is she?
Oh, my God. She's done a runner.
The situation is more serious than you think, pal.
Yeah, I haven't had a drink for half an hour.
Your daughter is an integral part of our campaign to encourage the people to join the work program. Where is she?
Well, I don't know. I delivered the goods. You must have lost her. My only daughter. My little Tabby. My little one.
She's betrayed the Amjap Corporation.
I never liked her. Shifty. Devious.
I'm asking you one more time. Where is she?
Honest, Gov. Brad. I don't know where she is. I haven't got her.
Listen. Your daughter's physical and mental stability was being maintained on a carefully balanced diet of drugs.
So's mine. Get the gin.
If we don't get those drugs to her soon, she'll explode.
Struve.
And if that happens, we shall require a refund.
But I've spent most of the money.
Don't worry. We'll extract the difference from you.
Brad. Brad. Be reasonable. Please, Brad. Please.
I'm going to leave you in this flood chamber to think for a while.
Please.
Goodbye.
Oh, Brad. Brad. Try that Wilson bloke. I bet he's got her. She was soft on him.
Hang in there, Tabitha. The Amjap drugs will soon wear off.
I hate you, Edward. I hate you. You've ruined my life.
I brought a tray up. Oh, your young lady's still got cold turkey then, Mr. Wilson. A little ham.
Oh, thank you, Mrs. Wigg. You've been very kind to us. I'm afraid those Amjap people drugged her food. She still wants to be a slave.
Mrs. Wigg, please. Let me do some moving or something. Anything.
Do you think she's all right? Hanging upside down like that?
Well, it's the only way. Tab, I'm doing it for you. I love you.
No!
Now, now. A cup of tea, love.
Never!
Oh, dear. To think she's environment's topping up.
I don't think she can swallow in that position, Mrs. Wigg.
Anyway, it's nice to hear young people's voices in the house again. Norbert didn't have any friends at all until recently.
How long have you been Norbert's landlady, Mrs. Wigg?
12 years. Mm. But he's changed so much recently. Mm. He hasn't touched his scaly extrix for weeks.
Well, he's been organising 5 million people in an underground movement against the AMGAP.
Fix Lancaster been lying unfinished on his desk since last Wednesday. And he used to love rambling. Though I never used to listen. Oh dear. Should she be that colour?
Tab!
Oh, I think I'm back to normal now.
Oh, that's lovely. You just can't put a price on sanity, can you?
Yeah. Just a moment, Mrs. Wigg. Tabitha, fancy a spot of work? Running on a treadmill? Lifting things?
Do me a favour.
How about a peanut?
How about cutting me down?
Oh, it's all right, Mrs. Wigg. I think she's cured.
I'm not a piece of ham, you know.
Come here.
Oh, thank you.
Hello, gang. Can I come in?
Oh, come in. It's your room, Norbert. We're only hiding here.
Oh, I know that. But I thought you and Tabitha might be doing things.
Norbert Snelling, you're a very rude boy.
Nicholas, Mrs. Wigg. I'm 35. I'm in charge of 5 million people in the Edward Wilson movement. I can say what I like.
Well, put that megaphone down, Norbert, and tell Auntie Wiggy where you've been.
Oh, it was great. I organised a mass rally.
Did you underline the message?
What message?
That we must attack the AMJAP slavery campaign and save the environment from total subjugation.
Well, we had a meeting about that. And the members feel that sort of thing's a bit political.
Of course it's political. The movement's a political organisation.
Language, please, Mr. Wilson.
Well, that's only one view of it. I think the majority of the members were attracted by the camaraderie, the clothes, the overall style.
And that's it for you, is it?
Well, there is a search for a meaningful relationship. But since no girls have joined, we've rather played down that aspect of late.
Oh, you're pathetic. I have put my life in danger for this cause, and now you tell me all the movement's concerned with is faffing around at rallies, comparing your surgical pyjamas and trying to get a girlfriend.
Well, you've got one. And a nice one.
Oh, that's it. Why should I be bothered with 5 million nerds who think that avoiding enforced slavery is politically contentious?
Right. That does it. I've worked hard for this movement. I've organised rallies. I've sold surgical pyjamas. I haven't touched my scale electric for weeks. But that's not good enough for Edward Wilson. Oh, no. We all have to have the same ideological viewpoint as you. Well, you can't stop it.
Oh, dear. He's overtired. Come on, Norbert. Take off those silly surgical pyjamas and get your proper gym jams on.
Mrs. Wigg.
Come along, Norbert. Auntie Wiggy knows best. Now, now.
You shouldn't blame Norbert, Edward. It's not his fault. It's Gordon Blank you should blame. He's been managing the movement.
I suppose so. Yeah, Mrs. Wigg, can I use your phone?
What for? I've had some funny lodgers in my time, you know.
Yeah, put me through to Gordon Blank.
Gordon Blank? Who's that?
It's me, Edward.
Oh, hi, Edward. Great news. The surgical pyjamas are going like hot potatoes.
Gordon Blank, as my manager, I'm going to...
Please, your personal marketing representative.
Yeah, I think you should know. I'm finished risking my life for the movement. I'm quitting.
Oh, no, don't do that to me, Edward.
To you? What have you done for me?
Don't go all ego on me, Edward. You're not the only big organisation in the environment that needs my services.
No, there's the AMJAP Corporation, isn't there?
Professional etiquette, Edward. I couldn't possibly disclose the identity of another client.
Gordon.
Yes?
I'm fired.
Yeah. Sure. Look, let's have lunch over this. I know I can persuade you. You're wrong.
How?
Well, don't worry. I'll think of something.
Come in. Oh, hi, Brad.
It's Colonel Brad Scum. Tim.
Who are your friends?
They're my elite killers.
Yeah. I'm getting a bad feeling here, Colonel Bradscombe.
Who are you just talking to?
My mother.
Is this your mother? Show him the video, Twang.
Yes, sir. Now listen, Gordon. Mm. The movement will fight AMJAP to the last man. Mm. But we can't do it without your solid support.
Now, don't worry. I'm 100% behind you, Edward.
That is uncanny. That guy looks and sounds just like me.
That guy has been doing bad things against the slavery program, Gordon.
I hate him more than you do, Colonel Bradscombe. What a nerve! Impersonating good old Gordon Blank, trustworthy head of the AMJAP slavery program. Faithful, loyal,
It was you, wasn't it?
Colonel Bradscombe, I cannot tell a lie. It was not me.
Twang, begin the demonstration.
Sir.
Observe closely, Gordon. One watermelon, about the size of your head. And one large kitchen blender. Okay, show him, Twang.
That me, Colonel Branscombe? The watermelon's eaten the blender.
Killer melons. Biotechnology from Amjap. Unless you start telling me some names and addresses, you're next.
Colonel Branscombe, I'd love to tell you, so I will. I can lead you directly to Wilson, so you can nail him for good. Now, I'll go in first, and you follow later.
Another wedge of quiche, Mr. Bland?
Thanks, Mrs. Wake. I must say, what a lovely spread.
Gordon, I'd love to believe this new campaign idea of yours is going to work.
Edward, it will. There are 5 million guys in our movement. They just need motivating, that's all.
Yeah, but I still don't understand your plan.
That's the beauty of it. Edward, trust me.
Will somebody pass me another chocolate log?
Here you are, Tabitha.
Norbert, there was no need to climb over the table like that, was there? You'll have to watch him, Tabitha. I think little Norbert's taken a fancy to you.
No, shut up, Mrs. Wiggs. Stop it. It's not true.
I should hope not. Girls destroy your manhood.
Lunk, you're supposed to be my bodyguard. Where have you been?
Just been out on reconnaissance.
Really? Find anything?
Yeah. 2 tanks and 400 heavily armed Amjap soldiers.
Huh? Whereabouts?
Just outside.
What? No, don't worry. That'll be the arrestogram. It's all part of the plan.
Oh, I don't like it. I'm going to go out the window and take up a position in the bushes outside.
No, don't go, Lunk. The arrestogram people are expecting you. It's a publicity stunt.
Lunk, Gordon has organised it to show how Amjap are colonising us. Lunk!
Nobody move!
I hope that tank doesn't mark my carpet, young man.
Shut up.
Nice one, Brad.
It's Colonel Brad, bum.
Cup of tea, Colonel Brad, bum.
Twang, obliterate that woman.
Yes, sir.
I've been shot. Nice cup of tea. Nice cup of tea.
That's incredible!
My landlady, Mrs. Wigg, was an android!
You didn't think female stereotypes like that existed in real life, did you?
Tabitha, you're a traitor. You're all coming back to Amjap headquarters. Edward Wilson, you're under arrest.
Now, you couldn't say this isn't convincing, could you, Edward?
Gordon, you've earned your reprieve. Now, shut up.
Gordon, you just... I can understand you thinking that, Edward, but what I cannot accept is your recriminatory attitude. I am therefore left with no choice but to tender my resignation operative forthwith.
Lunk, help me! Where are you?
Men, take these pathetic specimens away.
Ow, my arm! Oh, this arrestogram is fantastic! It's just like the real thing!
This is the real thing, you crackhead!
We're doomed!
Ow!
You may take us, but the movement lives on!
Okay, man. You can each take one chocolate log and then we move. Get your hands up. That soldier, that's mine. I take the big one. Move out of my way.
So, Edward, they have taken you at last. I loved you. I will continue your fight. Alone. Again. Naturally.
At ease, man. Outstanding mission. We have smashed the movement at the very core.
Well, I do declare them was the best chocolate logs I ever tasted.
Shut up, Twang. Put that man on a charge.
Yes, sir.
500 volts and make it zappy. Status report.
All but 5 million of the environment are now Amjap slaves. Those 5 million are all members of the Edward Wilson movement.
That's a lot of surgical pajamas.
No, sir, it's true.
No, these movement gooks all wear them. It's part of the Wilson legend. Continue status report.
We got Tabitha Minx and Norbert Snelling caged. Gordon Blank is in his new office. We've got Wilson prepared and your brother's on line 6.
Put him through and wheel Wilson in.
Hi, Brad.
Great, you look fantastic. How's old Pearl Harbor?
Fantastic. How's the environment?
In 24 hours, we'll have reduced the entire population of the environment to blind, drug-crazed, idiotic Amjap slaves.
I'm proud of you. You served the corporation well. Hey, that means you'll be home by the weekend. The kids have been missing you like crazy.
Did they get their birthday presents?
I knew there was something important. Natalie was thrilled with the ballet company. She had them in Swan Lake. I didn't know the story, but they thrashed around in this big lake until they all drowned. It was so moving.
Hey, how did Jay get on with the red arrows I gave him?
Flew them into a mountain.
Any survivors?
Jay was too upset to look. Hey, you must meet my new wife.
How is she?
On paper, she's great, but we haven't really put her through the hoops yet. Hey, gotta run. It's the kids' birthdays.
Hey, of course it's their birthdays. Damn! I clean forgot to send them a gift. Say, I gotta put some electrodes on some guy's tongue right now, but don't worry. I'll think of something. So long. Gee, those poor kids. I'll have to get them something real special. Oh, well, chop, chop, busy, busy, work, work, bang, bang, as they say. Twang.
Sir?
Wheel Wilson in.
Yes, sir.
Hello, Wilson. That chair comfortable? I trust the straps and crocodile clips are not too tight. Behold, the humble car battery. It can turn over a quarter-ton engine at 60 RPM. Connect it to those crocodile clips on your tongue. Just imagine what it's going to do to your tonsils. Here goes. Twang, remove the clips and give him a shot of tongue shrink.
Yes, sir.
There. The tongue shrink removes the swelling, but not the pain. Now, are you going to be a slave or a corpse?
You'll never make me a slave.
You know, I was hoping you'd say that. This electric prod I'm holding is connected to a people power generator. 4,000 pairs of happy feet pounding around a treadmill to create a nerve-zapping 250,000 watts.
If you kill me, the movement will rise up and destroy your slavery program.
You and I both know the movement is a joke. I'll just put these goggles on because it's blammo when you go up. Twang, activate the prod.
Yes, sir. I'm not finished yet. I'll smash the AmJap Corporation.
Now, where'd you want it? The left nipple is quickest, so we won't go there.
Yeah, I'm not beaten yet. Any minute now.
Stop wasting my time. I got that worthless marshmallow Tabitha Minx to toast next.
You can't kill her. She's innocent.
Feelings, huh? You primitives are so pathetic. Hang on to your eyebrows. The prod's going up your nose.
You'll see. I'll get rescued. I always get freed. It's a gift I have.
A gift you have? Hey, you're giving me an idea, Wilson. A gift. Twang!
Yes, sir?
Deactivate the prod.
Yeah, I knew I'd make you see sense. It's not a trick, is it?
Mr. Wilson, I have decided to spare your life.
What? What are you going to do with me?
We're going to send you away. Say, Hawaii. AmJap will provide a beautiful house, staff to surround you, and great people to be with.
Why are you doing this?
Do you want to be spared or not?
All right, all right. But what about Tabitha?
Brilliant idea. She can go with you. On the other hand, she may prefer slavery.
I don't understand. I could come back, destroy you, and free the environment.
Sure, sure. Okay, we'll fix up a plane and get you there as quickly as possible. I'm on a tight schedule. Twang!
Yes, sir?
Release Mr. Wilson here and uncage the Minx girl. Mr. Wilson has something very important to ask her.
Yes.
Your computer pilot, you're non-stop to Pearl Harbor, Hawaii, the world headquarters of the AmJap Corporation. We're at an altitude of 70,000 feet, and we'll be arriving shortly. So, Edward and Tabitha, sit back, relax, and if you need anything, just ask one of the cabin fletchers for assistance. We wish you a pleasant flight. Thank you.
Are you happy, Tabitha?
I don't like it.
What? Well, I think that's being a little churlish. It's a fantastic deal that Colonel Matterhorn made.
Edward, what he offered us was a secret, unscheduled flight, all to ourselves, on a plane with an all-robot crew.
Yes, and all the champagne we can drink.
And no one knows where we've gone?
That's right. Perfect, isn't it?
It's a perfect way of killing us.
Well, now, if he'd have wanted to kill me, he'd have stuck a cattle prod up my nose. Actually, I think Colonel Matterhorn had a sneaking admiration for me.
I used to find your understanding of other people's motives endearingly naive. But in fact, you're just plain old stupid, aren't you?
Oh, I see. Character analysis from the environment's top pin-up girl, is it?
You really haven't understood me either, have you?
Yeah, but I've never heard you say anything much except I'm having an affair with him and call blimey what a scorcher.
It was because I took pills every day.
Pills? What kind of pills?
IQ suppressant pills. Dad started giving them to me after he found out about my PhD. He's always had my best interests at heart.
What?
Survival, Edward. That's what it's all about. If you've got a body like mine, you're not supposed to have brains.
That's ridiculous. This is 1998.
It's true. The girl has to go with the times. And the times wanted me on page 3.
So, why did you stop taking the pill?
Well, after you rescued me from Amjack and stopped me from taking their drug peanuts, I also got unhooked from the other pills. And I thought from now on, what I was going to need was brains. Not a lack of them. I obviously haven't got back full use of them yet, or I wouldn't be sitting here in this flying bomb.
Well, whatever's going on, we're still alive. That's the main thing. And it means that when we get to Hawaii, we can start work on a plan to free the environment. But we can have a few days' holiday first, yeah?
Edward, I'm sorry. Maybe you're right. Maybe it will turn out all right.
Survival. That's what it's all about. Pinecone stew with woodlouse. Delicious. I miss you, Edward. I, Lunk, was your shield, and I failed to protect you. I will carry your message far and wide. Your cause was just. And now it's just me. 10 o'clock. Better do a radio check and keep down. Busy day tomorrow.
Much better.
This is the AmJap 10 o'clock news. I'm Silica Valley. Hi. Main story. Edward Wilson and Tabitha Minx are dead. A special plane carrying both the leader of the movement and the environment's top pinup disappeared over the North Pole at 3:30 this afternoon, environment time. The movement, an organization based on Edward Wilson's belief in hard work, justice, and style, has acted swiftly to appoint a new leader, Gordon Blank. We spoke to him this afternoon.
Gordon, as the new leader of the movement, what is the future?
Not leader, no. More a general director of policy coordination. Well, the future. Very exciting. A new designer range of surgical pajamas and a link up with the AmJap movement.
Meanwhile, Tabitha Minx's father has been mourning the loss of his daughter, the famous pinup. He had this to say.
What a waste, eh? What a terrible waste. I just set her up real nice with the AmJap Corporation. And she leaves her old dad in the twilight of his life, who only cared about her investments, for this Edward Wilson geezer. You know what I think? He poisoned her mind, and now she's dead.
Meanwhile, in the north, a new wave of attacks by the infamous Leopard. So far, his attempts to abduct AmJap workers have been thwarted by their enthusiasm to get back to their happy wheels.
I must find out why they do that. So, Edward, you are dead. Along with Tabitha Minx. I told you getting mixed up with girls was dangerous. My dad told me that 90% of all planes that crash have women on board.
Members of the movement, I, Gordon Blank, am proud to be your new General Director of Policy Coordination. It's been a great memorial rally for Edward Wilson here at the Matterhorn Astra Stadium. Good to see you all in the new designer surgical pajamas. Believe me, it would have been what Edward would have wanted. I'd like to introduce you now a man whose guidance I know the movement is going to rely on in the exciting future ahead. Come up to the mic, Brad.
It's Colonel Brad Dingbat.
Brothers, Colonel Brad Dingbat.
Shape up. Edward Wilson was a friend of mine. He was also a hell of a guy. You know why? He worked. He struggled. He never gave up. Remember that. He was a slave to his dream, and today you can be that dream. You too can be a slave and live in happiness. Turning the power wheels for this great environment and for the AmJap Corporation. Join the AmJap Corporation and be somebody.
Boy, are they stupid.
Come on, Gordon. I'm going to show you your new office. I think you have a future with us.
Plan bloody tastic.
Well,
Officer.
Here it is.
What a fantastic house. Colonel Matterhorn really excelled himself.
Oh, Edward, it's unbelievable. He looks like the roof's solid gold.
Look! None of the staff are all assembled on the lawn to greet us. Come on, darling.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Natalie. Happy birthday to you.
Hello, I'm Edward Wilson and this is Tabitha Minx. We're here because of Colonel Matterhorn. I expect he's filled you in with the details.
One moment, please. Mr. Matterhorn, sir, the children's presents have arrived.
Thank you, Brown. Jay, Natalie?
Yes, Daddy!
Look what your Uncle Brad has given you for your birthdays. Aren't they neat?
Where are they, Daddy?
Why, they're living dolls, Natalie. They're yours to play with.
Wow, that's swell. The man is just what I need for my mission to Mars.
Oh, she's so cute. I can dress her up and do her hair. Hey, I lost my lion tamer yesterday. Did they cry?
Sorry, I'm not quite with all this. What's going on?
I knew it was too good to be true.
What on earth is going on?
Brown, this toy is talking to me.
Don't worry, sir. I'll deal with them. Toys, this way, please. Don't worry, children. I won't be long. Come with me.
No, there's been a mistake.
This one is a little overtired from the journey. Staff, would you assist him to the toy cupboard?
You've not heard the end of this. I'll fight. I will.
Be quiet, Edward. Use your aid.
I'll rally all the other toys. I'll start a toys movement. I will.
1998 was written by William Osborne and Richard Turner and featured David Threlfall as Edward Wilson, with Pam Ferris, Rebecca Stevens, Hugh Laurie, Mike Myers, Steve Steen, and Richard Turner. It was produced in Manchester by Nick Simmons.
Oh, well, that's it. That's the sixth draft.
I'm not doing it again. It'll just have to do. Where are you? In vino veritas.
1998 is a division of the AmJap Corporation. AmJap. Power for life.